This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Part of the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. Cousin Sal here, coming to you. Super Bowl week, very exciting. Mikey Meatballs is super excited. He's producing this disaster of a show. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the D3, Harry, Brother Bride, Darren, the Parlor Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Happy Super Bowl week, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
So much going on, guys. Fun weekend, I have to say. Harry, you were in town this previous weekend for my son, who was also your best man's 16th birthday. You gave a very nice speech. Good job by you. You got back okay? I mean, the torrential rains here. I don't know. It's very weird out here because I feel like south of us in San Diego, I'm seeing just like just everybody's below underwater, and north of us the same thing, but just bad storm here. But you got okay? Back okay?
I did. I mean, I was supposed to go to Long Beach, but Long Beach looked bad and there was some cancellation. So, and you know, I get to fly for free because Angie works for Southwest, but there was nothing available LAX wise. There was nothing available Burbank wise. I had to cancel the ones, like I said, in Long Beach got canceled. So this morning, to finally get home somehow, I had to buy 2 one-way tickets on United.
Oh, no.
So not thrilled about I'm back, but I wasn't thrilled that I had to pay.
This has to be, Parlay Kid, the first time he's bought a because I just realized now he doesn't have to. The domestic flights are all paid for because his wife works on Southwest, and the foreign flights are all paid for because his husband, I don't know what he does because he pays for everything. This is it. So I'm sorry, Harry, you had to break your streak of not paying for a flight.
That's the guy used to really fly hurts. Private jets all over the country, right? Now he's,
That's true. Yeah.
He's just with the look. He's just a common man now, Sal. That's all he is.
He really is.
That's all he is.
Look, it's coming up on the 3-year anniversary of the private jet home from Hawaii while Cincinnati was playing the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Wow, I can't believe it. Yeah. You should have a party on a jet. I will think. So Harry was with us this weekend. Let me just tell you real quickly. I told the story on Simmons on Guess the Line where I did all my props there. These guys are going to give all their props. I gave out like 15 on Simmons. I'm going to do more on Cousin Sal's winning weekend Friday and Ringer Wise Guys Sunday. But anyway, Friday, I buy this contraption. I don't know if you heard, Bri, but I don't put my cell phone. I hate when people just put their cell phone down. Like I have a nice little case I put it in, right? And it's pointed up and it's nice. But it's low. And so I saw this thing online where you could attach your cell phone to some kind of rigged thing from your rear view mirror. And, you know, I rely on Waze a lot out here. So I'm like looking up. I also rely on watching the end of basketball games and soccer games. And I don't think anyone would have a problem with me watching TV while I'm driving. I think I haven't heard anyone frown on something like that. But anyway, it was going to make my life easy until I ended my life. And I got this thing and I needed one more part to put it together. And so I was like, before I went in the house, I put it on my passenger seat and I forgot about it until the next day. The next morning we wake up, we go to take Harrison to his basketball game. And who sits in the passenger seat? Harry breaks the thing in 3 pieces. Right there. I was so excited. This thing, it took 2 weeks to get here. I don't know why. And instead of needing one piece, now I need 40 to put it back together.
Sorry again.
It's all right.
You said the rear view mirror, but is it I know there's the ones now that you could hook up right at like to your, to the screens in the middle of the.
Yeah, I know. Does that work? It like streams
stuff?
I
don't know. You know, it's one of those things you look on Instagram and it looks like it works, but I don't know if it's a scam or what.
Archie was telling me about those too. No, this was going to be so that you got your rearview mirror and right under it was going to be the phone horizontally.
Yeah,
so
I will say that's better than. I mean, I would say how many times have you almost gotten into an accident because your phone has fallen?
Yeah, looking down or something.
You had
it
up
to be stable.
The dashboard, and it just falls over and you go to grab it.
When I took the boys to go test out that Pizza Hut honey pizza on Saturday.
Don't gloss over that too fast. That was a big plan that Harry was going to take the kids to try the Pizza Hut honey pizza.
And where you had the phone, where you usually have your phone, and I put my phone there because me and Jack were interested in the Kansas
Houston game. You broke that too? Yeah.
No, but that's just fine. You don't need anything better than that. That's perfect.
It's low.
Right there.
Don't tell me what's perfect. What I was going to have is perfect until your ass sat on it, and now it's in 17 pieces. But anyway, it's all right. I got the last laugh. You had to buy a flight home, so that's that. Yeah. And then you're going to get the last laugh because we're sharing a room on Radio Row. Not actually on Radio Row, but I think at the Luxor in Vegas. We'll be out there this week. But like I said, this is all about props. There's so many on FanDuel. Go to FanDuel. It's a ton. It's like a Cheesecake Factory menu exploded. And you can spend hours and hours looking at it. Like I said, on Simmons, I gave out like 15. I'll do more Friday. I'll do more Sunday. It's your guys, your turn to shine. I give you the floor, Parlay Kid. Tell me about what's going to happen on this first touchdown drive.
Well, Sal, like you're saying, there's so many things here. I'm trying to get a little creative. I mean, sure, could I have been like Harry and just taken McCaffrey on every one of my picks? Yeah, I guess so. I could have done that.
Oh, no, I thought we
were trying to go
that,
a little
Harry?
Outside the box with
I'm
these
just
picks.
Noticing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were trying to go outside the box.
When you're relying on the real MVP of the league, you probably want to do it come Super Bowl time.
Mm. Okay.
All right. We're trying to diversify here.
I got plenty. I got plenty.
Well, we're going to go, we got a million props, and then Harry has the same two over and over. But go ahead. All right. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, so Sal, look, my first prop I'm giving out is the number of plays on the first TD drive. Under 8.5 plays at +110. I'm getting a plus number here. And here's the thing. This TD drive doesn't have to happen in the first quarter. It could happen in the second quarter. My guess is it will happen in the first quarter. And I just think the conditions here are right. Right? These guys, like the Chiefs, even San Fran, at least in their second game, played in some nice weather. But now they're getting, you know, obviously the conditions are perfect for football. Mm-hmm. Offense should be flowing this game from both sides. I think we'll have some drives where they grind it out a little bit. But I think every drive, especially a scoring drive, is going to really see some type of explosive play in it. Whether it's from McCaffrey, as we just mentioned, or whether it's from a Kelce or Rashee Rice, I think we're going to see a big play, big chunk plays. I think the first drive is going to be a pretty quick one, Sal. Under 8.5 total plays at +110. I like this.
Now I wonder, is a kick return for a touchdown or a punt return for a touchdown? Does that count as under? Is that technically a drive?
I don't think that's a drive.
That's not a drive. You got to start from
I don't think that's a drive.
A play
I think
from
it's gotta
scrimmage.
Be
okay.
The first offensive drive that results in a touchdown has
gotcha.
To be
I think
under
8.5
plays. I looked this up. The average drive for a touchdown, from what I can gather, is basically between 7 to 10 plays. So 8.5, right on the money.
What
but I'm getting a plus.
Is.
Right, but this, I think we're going to get a little bit more explosiveness
research.
In this game. 7 to 10. That's all you can find on this. 7 to 10.
Okay.
So thanks a lot. But it's a fun one. It's different.
All right, let's move on to Bri. You're also dealing with a first quarter prop here. Well, I mean, Parlay Kids might be a little later in the first quarter, but Chiefs to win the first quarter.
Yeah, Chiefs to win the first quarter, -106. So basically a pick 'em. But what I will say is just be careful be careful with all the props you do, because what we know could very easily happen. I think you brought this up on Bill's pod. So, like, you know, you win the game, you get call the game perfectly, and then you're like, oh my God, I lost twice as much on the props. So you get
it's craps, right? It's craps. Like, oh, I'm gonna start with pass or don't pass, and I'm gonna back my odds. And then before you know it, you got the yo and you got the hard eight and you got everything in the middle, and that's where you get grinded out.
Yeah, so I'll just say, if your favorite thing is the game, make sure that's the pick you have the most on. The other stuff, you sprinkle things here or there on it,
but
make sure you know your big bet, I think, is pretty much for the game. You know, have a fun parlay, whatever.
Well, I think a lot of people, I think Harry's in this boat. Their favorite thing isn't the game, and they have to look to this these other sources. Yeah. But so I know what you're saying, though.
That's how I've had more success recently. Like, you can't, you know, once you start going into, like, you know, there's so many props. Once you start putting 20 props out there, you're like, oh my God, I lost so many of them. But so anyway, long story short, the Chiefs first quarter is a pick 'em. You know, it's been totally opposite so far for the 49ers in the playoffs, right? They're used to playing with the lead, and they normally they struggle if they're down late. But what's been happening, they've been getting off to terrible starts, right? They've been outscored 17-0 so far in the first quarter in the playoffs. It's taken Purdy a while to just get into these games. And then meanwhile, the Chiefs have scored on all three opening possessions in the postseason, and two of those were touchdowns right away. So, you know, we saw that against the Ravens the last time out in the championship. So I think Mahomes, just with this, you know, the 2 weeks to prepare, I do think they come out early. They have a plan early. Maybe San Francisco eventually adjusts. But I think the Chiefs come out stronger here in the first quarter.
All right. And this isn't Chiefs minus a half, right? This is if it's 7-7, no, you get your money just back.
But 7-7 money back. This is a winner, minus 106.
All right, Harry, the Kelce props. Well, I'm sort of surprised at this, but let's hear it.
Well, Kelce has the first Kansas City reception at plus 200. Why not take a shot with Kelce at 2-1? Cash real early. Guy's been fantastic his entire playoff career. Led Kansas City in receptions in the regular season and in the playoffs. He had the first catch for KC versus Baltimore, as Brian just alluded to, that how they went right down the field and scored. He had the first catch for Kansas City there. He had the first catch for the Chiefs in the wild card weekend game against the Dolphins. And he just happened to have the first catch for Kansas City in last year's Super Bowl versus Philadelphia.
All right. I had Pacheco. Now, I've been told I'm saying it wrong. It's Pacheco. What do I think I say it right. I really do.
You say Pacheco.
Oh, I say Pacheco?
Simmons said Pacheco.
Pacheco. He's right. I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah,
I have Pacheco only because it's better money at plus 650. But my logic was, I don't think they'll take their chances with the Rasheed Rices and the Valdez Scantlings just yet. You know, early on, want to set a rhythm. So I agree, Harry. Kelce, of course, makes sense. The other thing I'll say about the Kelce props, Pauly Kid, couldn't it be that Kelce goes for like six catches, 68 yards, really good, decent game, and all these props, Brian, you talk about all these props that don't, I don't think any, we were talking about on Simmons, I don't think there will be any non-quarterback bet on more than Kelce in a Super Bowl. I don't remember going in. And a lot of it's the Taylor Swift stuff, but a lot of it is just like things like this, first reception or there's another one coming up, or will score a touchdown or over yards or over receptions. Or I have a dumb one. I think it's dumb that he'll have as many catches as he has targets, you know, at plus 950.
Sure.
Could this be how they wipe us out?
Well, it could be, absolutely. But I mean, he was the most bet on player this year anyway.
Right.
So I can't imagine what this week is going to be like. It's going to be literally off the charts when it comes to the wagering on Travis Kelce. So this could, and I would suppose everybody's going to be on the over for everything for him. The way to really, you know, for the books to win is for Kelce to have a rather, you know, less than stellar game, but maybe a solid game. But
like six still, for 80, six right, for 82.
No, and that would cause
everything would be under. But you know, the other thing is because of that, everyone's betting them. They could make this first reception like plus 120 and people will still be all over it. But anyway, sure. So just be careful. As Bryce says, be careful out there. All right, let's take a quick break. And then round two, I think we're going to do 5 or 6 rounds here. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Okay, Parlay Kid, what's going to happen for the first punt?
Tell us. I got, so at plus 235, I got first punt resulting in a fair catch. Okay, the odds here really don't favor me in terms of about a quarter of punts end up in a fair catch. I swear it seems like more than that these days. I really do. But I guess, you know, when you include the ball bouncing into the end zone, going out of bounds, we don't see much more directional punting anymore, right? Which I can't believe. I was talking about that recently. We never see these guys angle those punts out. I guess the analytics said that wasn't a very smart move. So you would think there'd be more fair catches. That being said, the 49ers have not returned a punt yet. Everything's been a fair catch or into the end zone from their punt returner. And the Chiefs, very similar, just one punt return in each game. So therefore, I think I like my odds here in a way. Right? I think these coaches want these players to play it safe, catch the ball, and move on. Like, don't be heroes, especially early in the game. Right, late in the game, your punt returner might have to make a play for you. But early in the game, I could just see the hand go up, fair catch. I win at plus 235. I like this one.
I have Richie James. That's my big Gary Russell special. Richie James returns a kick or a punt for a touchdown, 30-1. But this doesn't have to be the first one, Paul.
Yeah.
It's funny. Doesn't. You're right. There's no directional kicking. I think there was no directional kicking even before teams started going for it on 4th and 5 from the 45. But I wonder if there's even less now because no one punts from the 50 and beyond for sure.
True.
Right. So where do you want this punt happening from? Like the 35?
Yeah. And also think about this. There used to be a rule, right? That coaches always talked about. Like, I think it was the 10-yard line or in. Never fair catch a punt inside the 10, right? Or was it the 5, Brian?
Might have been like the 7. I think it was like the 7 or something.
Whatever it is, these guys are fair catching punts like on the 3-yard line now.
Yeah, right.
It's so strange to me. It's like, I can't believe they're fair catching punts. Like, I always thought it was like inside the 10.
Back in the day, it definitely was 10. Now it's like,
now these guys are catching the fair catching punts. Like on the 4-yard line. So
it's kind of dumb, right? It's where your feet are. You stand where you are. And then if your urge is to take a step back,
you let it go.
Run away.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't see that much anymore. But that being said, so yes, whoever's kicking, maybe from like their own 35,
that's ideal.
A booted ball to like the 15, fair catch, I win.
There you go. All right. And more plus money props here. Harry, Fred Warner.
Yeah, I'm going to go linebacker Fred Warner of the Niners to have the most tackles and assists combined in the Super Bowl at plus 320. He's the guy for the Niners. It's all over the field. I actually won this bet 2 years ago with Logan Wilson of the Bengals. And yes, once again, that was a Super Bowl that I missed the half of. but I digress. Anyways, Warner leaves.
What are you? That's a bragging plot. I don't know what
bragging. I did win. All right, just mentioning again that I didn't.
I don't watch football, and I get lucky when I win. But I digress. Yeah. All right. All right. That's a winner. So Warner plus does 320. Lead, look,
he leads San Francisco by 5 in tackles in the 2 playoff games so far. Only one Chief has more than Warner. That's Nick Bolton. And Kansas City's had to play 3 games. So I'm going to take Warner. Greenlaw has been fantastic as well for San Francisco in the playoffs in the season too. But I'm going to go Warner plus 320.
Like
they
it.
Have the most tackles
like
in the system combined.
Okay. Brother Bry, I have a prop bet with this guy as well. But would you like Carl Aftis for most sacks?
Yeah, Carlotta for most sacks at plus 650. And this is a weird one, right? Because this is one where you could definitely have like a 10-way tie for first, right? Where you're just you're splitting it, right? If you get ten guys with one sack or half a sack or whatever. But look, Mahomes has only been sacked twice in 3 playoff games. I think, you know, he's just consistently getting out of trouble or making a smart play. So I think you have to kind of stay away from a 49er there. Meanwhile, Carl Aftis has 2.5 sacks in the playoffs, has 4 sacks in his last 4 games. He's been the most consistent pass rusher for the Chiefs recently. And the reason I also like this, Sal, is like if you look at this number, so it's plus 650. If you look like Carl Aftis to have a sack is plus 110. Now, if you're looking at Bosa to have a sack, he's minus 110, but Bosa to have the most sacks is plus 240. So there's like a wide gap there. And like, and Carl Aftis is plus 650. Chris Jones is plus 600, but Chris Jones to have a sack is like plus 135. So the line doesn't really make sense to me with the money you're getting for Carl Aftis. So I think a little better value here. I mean, look, you could find somebody on this list like Warner is 55-1 or one of those linebackers or D-back at 60 or 70-1. If you think there's going to be one sack in the game and it comes from a D-back, I mean, there's that possibility too. I just think I like looking at the Chiefs players here just because I think Mahomes is just so smart around the pocket.
Well, it's funny. I'm doing the other opposite. I'm going, well, not the opposite, but from what you just pointed out, going with a lineman to record an interception. I put this in with John Jastrzemski when he was out here. He bet Syracuse. Who the hell did they lose to, Harry, a couple weekends ago? They got smoked on that Saturday. He asked me to put the bet in when he was out here. I don't know. I mean, it could be any number of teams. But anyway, he owed me money. I was like, take that money, put it on Chris Jones to record an interception at 70-1 and George Karloftis to record an interception at 100-1. I just think as that pocket closes on Brock Purdy, before he realizes that he's able to take off, and for some reason that doesn't register until the second quarter, could be a couple tip passes. As good as Chiefs defense is playing, you never know. So I think that's that number's
worth
it.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Yeah.
All right, bet number 3, parlay kid, third down conversions. Interesting. I didn't have my eye on this one.
Yeah, Chiefs over 5.5 third down conversions at plus 120. 8 in their last game against the Ravens. I felt like it could have even been more. They seem to be very hard to stop on third down. We know that Mahomes can make plays with his feet on third down, and they seem to really be tough to stop on third down in that Ravens game. On the year, this is right around their average. You'd think the Chiefs would probably average more than this. They average about slightly over 5.5. On the year per game. They had some years where they had some clunkers on third downs. But now that it seems like their offense is more in a groove, I think they'll be much more difficult to stop. Like I said, 8 against the Ravens. And a lot of those were in the first half when they really needed those first downs. I think the second half of the game, they took it down a notch, at least offensively, and just kind of did what they had to do. So I see another repeat performance, a strong third down game from this Chiefs team. You know, let's face it, when it's third and like, that's a team when it's third and 12, Sal, you still feel like the Chiefs can get it at any time, right? There's not many teams you could say, not many teams you could say that about. The Chiefs are one of them. So let's take them over 5.5.
Convert 2 third downs just running the ball, if you think about it. All right, so that's another plus money prop. That's good. All right, now, Harry, now a long string of McCaffrey props we're going to be gifted with here. Go ahead, start us off.
As the pod continues, you'll notice that McCaffrey's my key guy for the every angle of the Super Bowl that I have, but I'm going to go over 129 and a half rushing yards and receiving yards combined at minus 110. Averaging 130 in the playoffs in these two games, five of his last six regular season games, McCaffrey has eclipsed 130 combined. And you don't have to worry, obviously, about McCaffrey and getting his touches. 12 straight games out, 12 straight with at least 17 touches.
I mean, that's another one. So McCaffrey and Kelsey, if their overs hit, Brian, it might not matter what happens with the game.
It's so true, and the other way around too.
You know, if those both lose, it might not matter who we have for the game. So, all right, Brian, I like this one. I gave this out also on Simmons' jersey number.
Yeah, jersey number over 19 and a half for first touchdown. I think this is, you know what I like? I just think this is a fun bet to have, right? On the, because look, on the under, you're getting like Pacheco, Rice, Samuel, Ayuk, right?
Debo is the cutoff. Yep, at 19.
Debo is the cutoff. And then on the over, you're getting McCaffrey, Kelsey, Kittle. So you're getting two of the top three there. You can also sprinkle in some wide receivers or potential other, you know, second tight ends or whatever into that number. So I think, I just think the most likely scenario is a McCaffrey or Kelsey touchdown to score first. But I'm sure there's other props you could take with that, maybe a little bit better odds. But again, I think it's a, I think it's a fun one. I'd prefer this, since I've been so bad at the first touchdowns all season, prefer this one to spreading my money on a few guys for the first touchdown.
There are so many first touchdowns, like position to score the first touchdown. You can go running back plus 145, tight end plus 350. They have one for the second half, position to score the last touchdown, Chiefs position, first touchdown from Niners position, total touchdowns. It just goes on. And on and on. And of course, Bri, your shortest touchdown, which I stole from you, I gave out on Simmons, is a fun one too at 1.5. Let's see what those odds are right now. 150. All right, I didn't move.
It was 150. Yeah, it was 152 when I read it out the other day. Hasn't moved.
All right, good. Let them suffer. Let them leave it there. Watch, they'll see what happens. All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Harry, hit us again. It's been literally minutes since we heard a McCaffrey pick from you.
Listen, this is the one I'm loading up on. This is the one that I love the most. It's my favorite same game parlay on FanDuel. Pays off at plus 113. Going to start off with Travis Kelce again, at least 40 yards or more receiving. He's averaged 87 yards in the playoffs, had 98 versus San Francisco last year. I used him a couple weeks ago too, and I used him twice in the playoffs, and it's worked out very easily, that 40 to 50 yard range. So I'm going to go 40 yards receiving from Kelsey. I'm going to go McCaffrey, 25 yards or more receiving. He was actually second in receptions on San Francisco in the regular season and has had 25 or more yards receiving in 11 of his last 12 games. And I love this one. A lot of people wouldn't think this here, though. And Noah Gray, the other Kansas City tight end to have at least one reception, he's actually had one catch in 33 of his last 35 games and at least one catch in 7 straight playoff games.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at that. I wanted to hammer you on this because this is the one. I really do like this.
Shit. Yeah, I love it.
8 out of his last 9,
he's
had a reception.
He always gets that one, and that's it. He gets that one for 8 yards. You know, and that's it.
That's all he needs,
I guess, for him, because Kelsey gets the rest.
I mean, would they do that to Taylor Swift? Would they take one away from Kelsey? I don't know. I don't know if that's allowed. Yeah.
Like I said, 7 straight playoff games. So last year in the Super Bowl, I believe he had 3 in the game.
Okay. All right. But he only needs one. There you go. Yep. All right. Plus 113. Man, I kind of like that. All right, Brian, what do you got? You have you could pit players against each other. The players that aren't even in the game, you could pit against each other. But you have two from the same team.
I know. We don't even have a cross sport. We didn't even do a cross sport.
Right, comes out a little later in the week.
Yeah, those come out. I know. Just more stuff to look at. Great. But yeah, I'm going Debo minus 140 for more rushing yards over Purdy. Look, Purdy's had some nice plays, especially the last game with his legs, right? So far, he's done a good job in the playoffs getting out of the pocket. But this is still a guy in the regular season who only went over 9 rushing yards 4 times. Meanwhile, if you look at Deebo, on the other hand, in 9 games, he had at least double-digit rushing yards. And in the last Super Bowl versus the Chiefs, Deebo had 53 rushing yards against them. So, you know, I think if they want to win this game, the 49ers, they have to be, you know, have to get back to being really creative with Deebo here, getting them the ball out of the backfield. So I like this at -140. And I do think also the Chiefs will do a good job. I mean, obviously, they don't have to worry about containing him as much as they did Lamar, but they're going to do a good job of forcing Purdy, I think, to stay in the pocket and throw, right? Because Purdy's best when, like, play action, getting out of the pocket, throwing on the run. But I think the Chiefs defense will just be very much like they did against Jackson, just keep him in the pocket. So I don't expect a ton of rushing from Purdy this game.
All right. And you know, Deebo could throw a pass too. You know, they split him out, parlay kid. A little looks like an end around, but no, and that would be nice for you.
If he decided to run.
If he threw it.
Oh, you're talking about parlay kid as a
parlay kid.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Well, no, he has over 2.5 pass attempts.
Oh, I like
this
one.
Yeah, I go with this one quite frequently in the Super Bowl, Sal, where it's over 2.5 players have a pass attempt
at
plus 160. Last year, 2 players threw a pass. 2 years ago,
let me guess, 4 the quarterbacks.
Four players threw a pass 2 years ago in that Rams-Cincinnati game, right? So... I'm coming back with this one. There's many things, as we know, that can happen. Obviously, injury to a quarterback in the second quarter, I'm going to win, right? A fake punt where there's a pass thrown, I'm going to win. Fake field goal, I'll win. I think, and look, this extra week always gives teams time to put in a special play. And there's nothing now to hide the rest of the year. Like, so you're not going to hold anything back. This is hitting in about 4 out of the last 10 years. You would think it'd be a little bit more that these teams would unveil, another player throwing a pass. Deebo has thrown a touchdown pass in his career. I'm not sure who we would see from Kansas City throw the ball. But I like another fun one. And I think these teams have got 2 creative coaches here that are probably cooking something up. Let's go over 2.5 passes.
Oh, yeah. And don't be surprised if Kelce throws
QBs,
a pass,
I should say.
Pass to Mahomes.
Something,
just
right? I mean, we saw Kelce throw that lateral
there.
Pass.
Yeah.
That got called back, and it was a nice throw. Right. So you never know.
The thing with this bet is, parlay kid, if with 10 minutes left in the first quarter, you're like, oh my God, I have 2 players have thrown a pass. All I need is a half more.
I know.
It's sort of like a bet ache if it loses in that regard. Like, I had 2 for there was 52 minutes
left. It's an easy one to complain about. Can you believe there was?
That's great.
12 minutes left in the game in the first quarter, and I couldn't get that other player to throw a pass.
All right, Harry, now you like this McCaffrey character. Tell us a little about it.
I do. How about another same game parlay at plus 692, 2-legger, McCaffrey to score at least 2 touchdowns, 24 touches in both playoff games, 24 touches in both playoff games. He scored all 6 career playoff games, and he's had 2 touchdowns this year, both against Green Bay and Detroit in the playoffs, 2 each. And that 25 total that's 25 total touchdowns and 18 total games this year. So McCaffrey to get 2 against Kansas City's defense is asking a lot. But if anybody can do it, I think it can be McCaffrey. And I'm going to parlay that with Brandon Ayuk, 80 yards or more receiving yards in this game. He was 7th in the NFL in receiving yards in 16 games played. Hasn't had a big postseason games before, but maybe in his best season, he has a big-time game here. And not even really need a big-time game, just needs 80. And he did have 82 in a loss last year against Kansas City.
Okay. Last year? Last Super Bowl? What do you mean?
No, last year they played.
They
played Kansas City.
I see what you're saying. All right, I wasn't sure where you're going with. All right, Brian. Well, you figured in Kelsey another way that I didn't even think about rushing.
I know. Yeah, Kelsey basically to have one rushing yard, so over a half a rushing yard at plus 750.
I like it.
This obviously is destiny, right? For Taylor Swift and Kelsey to have like this monster week. Would this be the biggest power couple week of all time if he wins the Super Bowl? Or I'm trying to think.
Well, when Harry proposed to Angie on the podcast, that was pretty big. I don't know if we could ever compare that to that. But yeah, I think so. I don't know. This Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian, that was a big. That lasted half a game, I think.
Would be some week between the Grammys and her stiffing Celine Dion. And
this, I know. A lot going on.
Yeah, so Kelsey to have one rushing. Look, essentially, Kelsey had 5 rushing yards last week, and that was the only rushing yards he had on the season. But the reason I kind of like this is, the Chiefs, they have 2 weeks to prepare. Something wacky, there's definitely going to be something wacky in this game that the Chiefs do. I don't know what it'll be yet, but you can see there's a couple of scenarios here, right? Every once in a while, right, on a 4th-and-1, they potentially like to have Kelsey sneak in there and all of a sudden take the QB sneak from that position. So that's a possibility for him to get a yard, right? There's also the possibility, like you said, maybe they throw it out into like a lateral to him and he's going to pass or whatever, and then somebody's covered, so he runs. Or to the same effect, right? They just throw a pass out into the flats, but it essentially is a lateral and it counts as a run. I couldn't tell you how many times this year, like I feel like it's every game, you look at somebody, you assume maybe it's close, you think it's a reception, but no, it's a run, or vice versa, right? It always seems to happen. Something a little wacky happens there. So I just think, this is a fun one to play with Kelsey, but I think there's a decent possibility it could happen.
How about this, Bry? You're early in the game. They're at the 1 yard line. Kelsey pushes it in. They push him in.
Oh,
he scores.
100%.
Spikes in. You got your 1 yard from
under
him. You got your under 1.5. But then
they're
bleeding the clock to win the game. Kelsey lines up at quarterback position. Takes a knee, drops back 4 yards and takes a knee and remains on that knee. Mahomes shovel passes the engagement ring to him and proposes. He looks up to the luxury box and then you get -4 on the day.
Please.
That would be great.
I told Brian 4 years ago in the Super Bowl, San Fran versus Kansas City, Kelsey did have a run in that game for 2 yards.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't even think about the momentum of my fun scenario.
I wasn't even thinking the knee there. The knee.
Take the knee. He's got to take the knee. That's it. That would be the headache of all time, I think, right?
Do you think they automatically? I mean, I know they're so hated by a lot of people. I don't necessarily know why, but. No. You think they're by far the most hated on something like that, right?
Something like that happens,
they're
not going to gain any fans.
After the game,
we talked about now that I'm talking about kneeling and losing yards and it counts as a carry and everything. And by the way, Simmons gave out Mahomes over 3.5 carries, and if he kneels, you can get 3 right there, right at the end, right?
It's only 3.5.
3.5, yeah. And the VIG was lowish. Wasn't that crazy?
That's pretty good.
But so that might even be better than yards, because we saw what could happen with yards if you do kneel at the end and take the kneel is your friend if you have carries. It's your enemy if you have yards, right? Because he had way over yards and ended up losing like 9 or I think it was like 15 yards on 3 kneel downs. At the end of that Niners game, right?
He did. Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right.
Nuts.
Parley Kid, you got something fun for us here.
Yeah. I always like the over 1.5 touchdowns from these quarterbacks. So I'm doing a little something different here. Kind of like it, though. It's Purdy and Mahomes to each have 1+ passing TD in each half at plus 600. Okay. So, we got Purdy, who averages about 2 touchdown passes per game. Mahomes, a little bit less, but, I still feel like this guy's always going to go over 1.5 touchdowns. With ideal conditions, passing yards should be up. passing plays should be up. TD passes should be up. I like both quarterbacks to throw a couple in this game. Let's hopefully they split it up. One in each half from each guy at plus 600.
All right. He had a weird game last year, right? Mahomes in the Super Bowl. He won the MVP, but he only had 182 yards.
Right.
Phenomenal second half, 21 for 27 overall and three touchdowns. So, that's the thing, man. He's got you wherever he wants you. He's got you, right? If he wants to do 12-minute drives, he's got you. You know, if he wants to run the ball, he's got you. If
he
wants
sure to does. Throw
for five. Yeah, it's going to be tough not to pick him. All right, listen, we're going to get to our picks. I will not be giving my pick. I'll save mine for later in the week. But these guys will, and we'll do some emails, and we'll get out of here. We'll be right back.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
All right, here it is. Super Bowl 58. The line is 2.5 and 47.5. And I may have to change that, Mikey Meatballs, because we're holding on to this podcast for a couple of days. But right now, at the time of recording, it's 2.5 and 47.5. I see this as a suspicious line a little. I get it. The 49ers, power ranking wise, were number one. And at one point in the season, they were number one by 5 points. So to make them a 2.5 point favorite kind of makes sense. But this is the Chiefs. And I'm looking at that. I don't know. I'm not going to give my pick yet, but I'm just trying to figure out why they didn't win that Super Bowl. They didn't win. And their offensive line was awful, right, Bri? It was awful. We knew it was awful going in, and they never had a chance. Brady was good, but they never had a chance. I don't feel like they have those problems this year. They have guys dropping balls a little bit, but maybe even that solved. But that offensive line didn't give them a shot, right, against Tampa?
Oh man, everybody was out, right? That game.
Yeah.
I mean, how many were they missing? They were missing like three.
Yeah.
Was it three linemen?
Jensen. What's his name? Guy Schwartz was out, right?
Yeah. Mitchell They were missing so much. And like, yeah, mm-hmm. This line is playing, you know, this line has had injuries too, but it's playing well. But again, the defense, like just the way they've been playing these three games, I mean, I know you could say in the regular season, the way the Chiefs were playing too, this was the year that they were going to fall apart compared to maybe that year too. But I don't know, just the way that they're playing that right now defensively, I don't see a blowout though.
So I'm looking, right? I'm trying to think like what was the most suspicious, what was the biggest rat line in recent Super Bowl history? This qualifies a little bit, I think. Last year, the Eagles were a 2-point favorite, Harry. And I think I went with they're trying to sucker you into taking the Chiefs. And of course the Chiefs won, right? So that's what I'm trying to avoid maybe this year, if you take, but the Eagles were favored, right? Rams favored by 4 over Cincy. That made sense. KC favored by 3 over Tampa Bay. I feel at the time, I thought that made sense. Kansas City 1.5 over San Francisco. Again, I thought that should be higher. So I took San Francisco. I'm so stupid. And then Kansas City won by 11. New England, that game was crap, but that was weird too, right? But that was only 2.5 parlay kid. They won 13-3 over the Rams. And then, I don't know. The rest sort of made sense to me. Seattle won over New England. Did that jump out at anyone weird?
Yeah, that's right. I felt like Seattle during the season was a little better.
Carolina over Denver, and then they got smashed. Carolina was a 4.5 point favorite. New England was a 3-point favorite over Atlanta. That was the screw job of all screw jobs for me because I bought the half up to 3.5 and they lost in overtime by 6. And I don't know. So this is up there. I think this is up there in terms of recent memory. Harry, any jump out at you as a weird and you went the other way as a result?
No, not really. Yeah. Not really at all. I mean, maybe back, like I mentioned last week or something, that Bills Giants in the back in the early 90s. I know the Bills were a fire, were just amazing on offense and everything, that team, but still giving 7 to a team that had the the defense that the Giants did. I know you took the Bills at, but and I was a Giants fan back then. I just thought it was too many.
They were killing everyone.
It was a little fishy.
They had 52 the week before. I mean, right?
I know.
Well, 51. What did they have against the Raiders? Yeah.
51-3
against the Raiders. No Bo Jacks in that game. Come on.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't gonna help their defense, but they scored
and
a
it
lot.
Snowed. The Bryant's Raiders couldn't handle the snow.
No, they couldn't. They were soft.
All right, so listen. Yeah. So here's the deal. So I have a cap of consequences with Harry. He's going to pay his off on Radio Row for having the worst regular season record. Right now, I have the worst playoff record at 1-11. It's amazing that it's still a battle because Harry is 2-10, and we could potentially tie if we pick different on this game and I win and he loses. Now, I sent my pick to Mikey Meatballs. Mikey, I swear on my kids, I only sent you one pick. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Michael's never, ever lied in his life. So
that didn't sound convincing, I got to say.
Listen, we'll send you screen grabs, whatever you want.
Everything Michael says is convincing. That didn't sound very convincing.
I think we know where we're going with this anyway, Harry, but I'll go to you last, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, but you're not going to find out my pick until later anyway. But anyway, Parley Kid, let's start with you. Kansas City Chiefs plus the points.
Yeah, I think I might just let's say I'll take them on the money line here, Sal. So
okay,
forget the points right now. It's basically, I guess, without spoiling anything, it looks like brother Brian and I will be tying for this year's overall.
Right.
And it just makes too much sense. Would we bet against the Patriots in their prime? Right. I don't know if this Chiefs team has been as dominating as some of those Pats teams were, but I just can't see giving Mahomes points in these type of games and going against Mahomes. I'm just not going to do it until it doesn't work at this point. I feel like the Chiefs have found their offense. I know they're not putting up a ton of points, but they just seem sharper when they've needed to be as of late. And I think that's a big difference. And let's face it, the 49ers, I thought they were going to shake some rust off in that Green Bay game. Then even last week, they were very fortunate to get by that game as well. I think the Chiefs just have a better overall team. Their defense has been firing on all cylinders for almost this full season. The defense we've never seen them have before. I think this offense, with 2 weeks of Andy Reid preparing as well, is going to be the best we've maybe seen it all year. I think San Francisco will be game here. This won't be a blowout in any stretch of the imagination. But I'll just take the Chiefs right now on the money line to win the game straight up. And, you know, we're going to be talking about Andy Reid and Mahomes. In the same vein, we're talking about Brady and Belichick after this
one. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a conversation. Now, Pry, you could take the Niners just to break the tie potentially with the Parley Kid if you want.
Well, but look, I wanted to do that. Look, you know, the reason why I can't do that is I already put a huge bet on the adjusted Chiefs line of 3.
So that doesn't matter. Harry could do it. Harry would do it.
I know, but I bought it to 3. But I have a lot of money on that, and I'll probably put even a lot more on that. But yeah, I just can't go against the Chiefs. You know how miserable I was last year? I mean, I will say I had the Eagles last year in the first half, so that saved me because that was my biggest bet. But having the Eagles in that game and blowing it at the end, I know Harry and I were both pissed off at that ending. But yeah, Mahomes 9-0-1 against the spread as an underdog away from home, or is he even 10-0-1? I forget that. But Andy Reid has dominated matchups with Shanahan so far. I think he's won all 3 by double digits here. So, you know, and yet the best thing still about the Chiefs right now is their defense. And I think against Purdy, 2 weeks for Reid and, for those guys to game plan this here. So I think, you know, 2.5, I'm shocked that it has gone up, right? If anything, I think Harry said this too last week. If anything, I thought maybe it would have swung to 1-1.5 on the Chiefs side. I can't believe it has gone up to 2.5. Maybe it's a little fishy. Maybe that's why you might like the 49ers a little bit potentially. But yeah, it's just too many. I can't. I mean, it's just game after game. This is it's the same thing here.
The books I hear have a liability, a big liability on the Niners to win the Super Bowl based on the futures they held. But I'm hearing now if there's any more Chiefs money. See, this is what I don't understand. The number went to 2.5, but they're seeing a lot of Chiefs money. Is that right? They say if there's any more Chiefs money, that liability will be wiped out just from the game, just from that part of it. Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all. Unless they win by one or two, I guess. All right. Harry, it's your turn. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to do here, but you have to make a pick.
It's a big one.
The moment of truth is upon us. And, I wanted to kind of think that I was going to block you, Sal, if I just took Kansas City and then I maybe just jinx Kansas City as well along the way. But I can't. I can't do that. I can't take Mahomes. I can't take Reed. I'm going to take the real MVP to have a MVP type game in McCaffrey. And I'm taking the Niners. I'm going to lay the 2.5. Look, revenge on their mind, too. They lost at home to Kansas City last year by 21. That was McCaffrey's, by the way, first game as a Niner. And for blowing a 20-10 fourth quarter lead in the Super Bowl a few years back, too. And I will say this, Kansas City, before the playoffs started, Kansas City this year, 1-4 versus playoff teams. Meanwhile, San Francisco, 5-3 against playoff teams. Purdy from Gilbert, Arizona gets it done. McCaffrey gets it done. San Francisco covers the spread. I'm taking the Niners.
All right, good.
And I say good nice. Because I'm so happy. I'm so happy good. That Harry's got the 49ers.
Mike keeps them alive.
So
I know.
Happy.
I know, but so Brian.
I'm not going to be lame like Brian and Darren who tie.
Yeah, well, how happy is Trevor going to be? Our buddy Trevor, Chiefs fan. Yeah. He's going to be so happy that. Yeah,
but
Harry's
what if I take the Chiefs? How happy could he be? I'm 1-11. How happy could anyone be if I take
that's
the
right.
Chiefs?
That's right. It depends. This means we're getting cartoon. We're getting cartoon Harry 49ers. You're good.
All
so.
Right. Well, you don't know that either. Who knows? Who the hell knows what he's going to be? You do have a cartoon
I
coming
just
out.
Got, I think I just got a video of it too. I think it's ready to go.
Okay. So. All right, there you go. Yep. So Harry has a cartoon out with the pick.
We'll have cartoon Harry out this week.
You saw him right there in the flesh giving out the 49ers. I will give my pick on Friday. We did have an email, Harry, from Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. That's where you can reach us. It's Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. Paul Baba writes, hey guys, keep up the great podcasting and please keep Harry around to give us his winning hoop plays. Listen, this morning, heard his two team basketball tees with Hofstra, or is it Hufstra, and over in the Celtics game, went right to my account and played the opposite. Sweat free winners. Thanks again.
Well, sweat free. Again, Hofstra. I'll say this.
I know they won by one.
That teaser was also given out before AD and LeBron sat.
Yeah. All right. Well, that doesn't
okay. help. And I had the over, yeah. So I knew I was dead.
First of all, they hit like 15 threes in the first half.
Yeah.
Because I had that game too.
Their offense was on fire that game. I
had that freaking, I don't even want to talk about that game. Honestly, it makes me not want to bet basketball for years and years and years. I'm still not over. Still not over. But thank you. Thank you for that email, Paul Baba. Yeah. Cousin Sal against all odds.
Hofstra.
gmail.com.
And I took Hofstra just to screw with Brian. That's also.
I see. Well, you're not screwing with our listeners because they're going the other way and they're cashing in. We'll try to be better. Anyway, Cousin Sal's winning weekend from Radio Row. I think I'm going to interview your boy Max Crosby.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud. We got them locked in. So that'll be fun.
Wow. I'll have those nice.
Three.
Autograph for me.
Is that what you want?
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe you guys could trade tattoos or something. I don't know. Maybe. He's, I mean, I saw some of his tattoos. They are spectacular.
Will you tell him? You tell him if the Raiders ever win a Super Bowl, I'll get a tattoo of him.
You will? Okay.
Yes, definitely. But
his tattoos are amongst the sharpest I've ever seen. Like I've never seen them. He's not 55. He's not Dickie Barrett. So it's like he hasn't had them for 30 years. But he has Kobe. He has Muhammad Ali. Who else does he have? And another basketball player. Oh yeah, Michael Jordan. And they're really good. Check them out. So anyway, I'll be complimenting his tattoos on Radio Row. And then Harry has to pay off his Kappa consequences. He'll be with me on Radio Row. And his punishment was he has to recite Taylor Swift lyrics to a former or current player right there on Radio Row. He has to ambush them. They don't know what's coming. And then he has to ask for a hug. So Parlay Kid, what this looks like is, for instance, he'll have to approach someone like Ryan Leaf, let's say, and say the words, but I miss screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain. And then he has to say that to Ryan Leaf, and then he has to ask for a hug. I mean, I don't know.
Just once? Just once?
Oh, no, we're going to do it all day. Listen, we'll do it a few times.
That's got to be an all day thing.
Last year on Radio, last year on Radio Row, I had a nice conversation with Ryan Leaf and his wife.
All right.
And his wife.
Well, if you talk to him about kissing in the rain, look in his eyes and ask for a hug, it might not be the same nice conversation to follow. But anyway.
I won't be asking to borrow Darren's cologne, that's all.
What does that mean?
I won't. Brian knows.
Darren's cologne.
I'm just laughing.
It's nothing good. Darren doesn't wear any good
cologne. Wear a cologne. I don't even wear a cologne.
What? Like you're hitting up Taylor Swift? Okay. All right. I don't know.
Man, Harry, do you wear a cologne?
What the hell happened?
From time to time.
Harry owes me a docking kit for my stupid cell phone.
I know.
I mean, that thing, I heard crunch and that was it.
Oh, that
I knew
was
my
it.
Weekend was started. I'd already lost three
How
soccer
was the,
games.
How the honey pizza at Pizza Hut?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought it was okay, but Jack, the man of the hour, my best man, gave it a 9 out of 10.
You like that?
And we saved a piece for Sal. Sal, you didn't love it so much.
It was okay. It's whatever. The cheese
was it
just,
hot
it's just
honey?
Not that
was
good.
It hot honey pizza?
It's got to be hot honey.
Not really. It wasn't hot honey.
Oh, really?
I guess
over
I
here, they're
was,
putting hot honey on like a lot of pizza and stuff like that.
It's just honey pizza.
It was okay.
It just drizzled honey on the pizza.
It did.
There's just bees flying out of it.
By the way, we had pizza the night before, too, which makes it great.
And by the way, Brian, while we were waiting, because me and the boys, they didn't have a place to sit there, so we had to bring it back to Sal's house right across. So they said it'd be 15 minutes. So, okay, we'll wait 15 minutes. We went across the street, and we did get the 5 for 5. We got 10 for 10. We got the 7-Eleven wings as well.
They're disgusting. Man. That is disgusting. You brought those back, too.
Tremendous.
I had one. It's really it's really gross. They're these fatty wings, and they're on the heat lamps for all day, maybe 2 days.
Soggy. Are they?
They're not soggy. Yeah. They're actually damn
they're
good.
They're rubbery. They're fat and rubbery and fatty. And under
the boys loved them
under those lights. You know, they're like buffet wings, but you never know. Anyway,
what's next? What's next? What's I mean, pizza.
I don't know. Maybe if we put some honey on the
7-Eleven wings. What's
he's trying to kill everybody?
And I bought a scratch off and I gave it to Harrison, who's 10, the lady gave, I said, you can give it to him. And she hands it to him as we walk out the door of 7-Eleven with 10 wings as well.
Harry is very envious of his brother, Parlay Kid, lately because your brother, Scott, what did he buy? 5 $3 scratch offs and won 300
What'd
bucks.
He say he win?
I think he won 300 bucks or something.
On a $3 ticket, he said he won 300 bucks.
He's very excited. That's it.
Is Harry allowed to buy scratch offs?
Oh, I don't know.
Not in Arizona. So I was in California, so I'm good to go.
He's allowed to buy him. He's just not allowed to win. That's it. They don't let him win. All right, listen. So that's it. Cousin Sal's winning weekend. These guys have their picks. We'll put a graphic out to remind you. Harry has McCaffrey. Just Mikey Meatballs, just write McCaffrey, MCM across his graphic. That's it. Or CMC, whatever the hell it is.
The real MVP. Yeah. The real MVP.
Let's get a good game this weekend. Let's get a good game.
Let's have a fun one. That's going to do it for another episode of Against All Odds for Mikey Meatballs and the D3. I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. FanDuel and Rob Gronkowski are back with Kick of Destiny 2 as Rob looks to redeem himself after missing last year. He will be kicking it live right before the real kickoff, and fans will be able to pick whether he will make or miss in the FanDuel Sportsbook app for their chance at a share of $10 million in bonus bets if you pick correctly. I think Gronk will make the kick this year. He's not the kind of guy who enjoys embarrassing himself, certainly not 2 years in a row, and I love the idea of athletes trying different things. I wouldn't mind seeing Zion Williamson ride a horse to victory in the Kentucky Derby this year. You never know. We do know that FanDuel Sportsbook has everything to suit a sports bettor's needs. So head to the FanDuel Sportsbook app to make your pick now and watch the kick before kickoff live on Super Bowl Sunday. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit theringer.com/RG to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. You must be 21 or older and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. You have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY in New York.